I have a difficult time understanding pirate talk, if you want to know the truth. But we're going to try and find out a little bit more. They slur.
I don't want to say all pirates do, but some pirates do slur, sure.
Casey Wallace is a host of the series Ghosts of the Caribbean, Dead People Do Tell Tales. Casey is a medium that spent months on the Bay Islands of Honduras, notorious for pirates in the 17th and 18th centuries, communicating with pirates that lived and died during those years. So we're going to find out more about pirates. How are you, Casey?
Wonderful, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Now, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, the new movie is coming out. Is it next month already? We would like some fun pirate facts.
Absolutely. Don't we all love fun pirate facts?
Can I just tell you, I think it would have been really fun to hang with pirates.
You think so? Because they were always pillaging and marauding.
Well, that side of them I don't like, but they looked like they really knew how to party on the ship, and women didn't have to dress up for the most part.
You know, mostly women were naked, so you're right.
How about that? Wendy's in.
Out, as the case may be.
Why do we have this fascination of pirates? Everybody loves pirates, but like I said, they did a lot of bad things, the pirates.
They did, and I think really it comes with, of course, Hollywood's depiction of the glamorization of their life, being very flamboyant and colorful in their characteristics and in their application, which is true for many of them. But like what you just said, many, many more of them were very, very treacherous people, and they committed horrible crimes. But we like to try to stay a little bit lighthearted on the subject matter, don't we?
We should, do. Yeah.
And I loved each and every one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I'm not 100% sure I saw the last one, but each one I've seen, I've loved. And is that how pirates looked, the way they were depicted in those movies?
Some of them were. Yeah, that's correct. Some of them came from a lot of the British soldier ships. And so a lot of them came with, you know, flamboyant uniforms and then kind of shred them up a little bit and created new looks for themselves. And, you know, just the time period itself was very, very colorful.
Go through some of the myths with us, Casey. For instance, like if you know any pirate stories, they were always burying their treasures. Is that something pirates actually did? Did they bury their treasures all the time?
They absolutely did. We found lots and lots of history of treasures being found, currently being found still on the islands and on the mainlands. And, of course, obviously, ships have gone down with lots and lots of booty and treasure that are still buried in them. But, yes, they did bury their treasures, yes.
What about parrots and monkeys? Anytime you see parrots or monkeys in a movie, you go, oh, there must be pirates nearby because there's a parrot and a monkey. Do they have those as pets?
Well, we would tell you that they transported them on the ships as cargo. You know, that still goes on today in the Bay Island areas. They still, unfortunately, steal these animals from one tropical island and transport them to another to sell them. So they were part of the cargo more than anything else. And if they escaped, there really was nowhere for them to go. So they kind of hung out on the ships and, you know, became friendly with the crew.
Was it a rule among pirates that if you had a gang of pirates, one guy must have a peg leg?
I'm sorry for him, Casey.
I'm just curious.
Right. But, you know, limb missing was a common thing. It really was.
Oh, no.
You know, these pirates were drunk. They were drug-induced. They were stumbling on the ship.
And they didn't have Obamacare back then to take care of the wounds?
Nope.
Have Obamacare. I don't think that would have helped him anymore, but you know, we'll leave that out of it.
All right, what about the R? Is it ARG or is it just R?
Right. You know, I couldn't tell you. In communicating with these ghosts, that's not exactly the dialogue that I got. I think that's just more of a Hollywood theme. In our program where we speak to these ghosts on Ghosts of the Caribbean, we really get a lot of interesting stories about their personal lives and their personal struggles during that time.
What sort of struggles would pirates have?
You know, a lot of them were kidnapped. A lot of them were taken. Young children were taken aboard these ships, and they spent a lifetime either trying to get back home or trying to communicate back the family in some manner as to what happened to them.
And there were men pirates and women pirates, because most pirates in movies are women, or are men, I'm sorry. Except the ones on Showtime. I saw once. Are they mostly men?
No. Well, we would say that the higher percentage is male, but you would be amazed at how many women disguised themselves and how many women took to the seas over revenge of their man being taken down by the British colonies. And a lot of the pirates were pretty feminine. You know, they were very, again, this was a place for them to kind of be allowed to show their flamboyancy.
Casey Wallace on the line with us, and her upcoming series, Ghosts of the Caribbean. I notice you're saying Caribbean, but in the movie they say Caribbean. Does it matter which way to say it? Which do the pirates prefer?
You know, the Americans just hack up everything, don't we? It just depends really on who you speak to. I don't think there really is a preference.
So you are a medium, and I'm more of a large, quite honestly. But as you were going around, which islands were the Bay Islands in Honduras? What did you, as you were communicating with these spirits or from pirates from the beyond, what surprised you about pirates? Did they have a softer side at all?
Some of them were very, very intelligent. That was amazing. It was, some of their stories were very personal and very, very intimate. Very much like people today. And that was surprising. It was really interesting to get into the scope of their lives and what they thought of and what they pained and suffered from. It was quite a connection, actually. And I think that the viewers would be quite surprised by the depth of some of these characters.
Where can we see Ghosts of the Caribbean?
Oh, you can see Ghosts of the Caribbean on Amazon and Vimeo. You could just Google Ghosts of the Caribbean. It'll take you right into programming. And you can also see us on Facebook, Ghosts of the Caribbean. Everything's got the video links on it. You can catch previews and you can purchase that viewing. Also at CaseyandGrad.com.
Casey, which pirate would you say was the most cutthroat and deadly? Was there one pirate in particular that you just say, even among pirates, that guy was trouble?
Well, actually, it was a female pirate.
Really?
Anne and Bonnie, they were a pair of female pirates. And man, there is nothing like women scorned, let me tell you that.
Sure.
They had a fleet of black ships with red sails. And they were just absolutely seeking revenge for the men that the British colony had tortured and murdered.
Wow.
Are there really ghost ships out there coming to attack people?
Well, what we can tell you is this. As we found ships that had sank, I could see the image of the ship sitting on top of the water, which is a good way of how we found the ship. So while the ship sits underneath the water in what we would call modern-day state, there is a spirit and an energy of its previous existence. So depending on what you're looking for or what you believe or perhaps what you feel, you can get a good scope of what their life was on the ship and what they're experiencing now as their bodies are buried underneath the water.
Casey, in movies, anytime you see one pirate ship in the sea and then another pirate ship is coming, they're always at odds. They want to fight each other. Was that the way it actually was, or were there partnerships and alliances?
They didn't have partnerships and alliances, only if a captain had a fleet. And Henry Morgan had the largest fleet back then. But other than that, no, they were at odds, absolutely. Always fighting for territory and always fighting for their treasures.
And that guy you just referred to, that's the Captain Morgan that you see in the liquor aisle, right?
Yeah, that's the island we went, and we did a whole series, a couple of episodes, on Fort Morgan Key, which was an island that he put one of his forts on off the Bay Island of Roatan, and we got some incredible programming there with him. So he is an extraordinary pirate.
He was real, but Captain Lafitte from Captain Crunch, he's not real.
Lafitte is real. Yeah,
he is real.
He's a French pirate, so yes.
Oh.
Finally, we have a texter who has a really interesting question that we'd like to share with you. This texter writes, I always heard pirates wore earrings and kept jewelry, so when they died, the jewelry would be removed to cover the cost of their funerals. Hmm. The more extravagant the jewelry, the more extravagant the burial or funeral. Is this true?
Well, that's a good question. I can tell you that I didn't receive information on that. Mostly these pirates were just cast overboard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's the cheap burial. Just throw them, you know, the sea burial.
Throw them in the drink, Wendy.
Yeah, I can tell you why they wore earrings. The reason that they wore earrings was it was an acupressure point on the earlobe that helped them from getting seasick.
Oh, wow.
That's totally true.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to see this. I'm going to look for it on Amazon. You can go to Ghosts of the Caribbean on their Facebook page. Also, CaseyandBrad.com, Brad being your husband. And he had a near-death experience, correct?
Absolutely. This is that crazy story led to all of this types of communication. So we invite everybody to go to the website. They can catch that story and hopefully catch our programming.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being so generous with your time today.
Bye, Casey. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
You are not allowed to talk in interviews anymore.
I had some pirate questions. I didn't bring up Somali pirates. I didn't bring up the Pittsburgh Pirates. I was very good about that.
All right.
I had questions about their pitching.
Nice restraint.
Okay. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show, believe it or not. Bill and Wendy, WGN.